It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And we welcome you into Pacers Weekly. We are live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis, as we always are, from 10 to 11 a.m. here on Saturday mornings during the Pacers season, talking Pacers basketball with you. Indiana dropped their game last night in Chicago, a 119-107 loss to the Bulls, a game where Chicago jumped up by as many as 18 points in the first half. The Pacers were able to cut it down to 7 in the second half, but never got any closer. Indiana again playing without Victor Oladipo, the third game this year the Pacers have had without their leading scorer, and in 33 games that Oladipo has played this year, he's been the Pacers' leading scorer in 25 of them. So it tells you exactly what they're missing, their leading scorer on about 80% of nights when they do not have him. Darren Collison helped make up for that on the offensive end. He matched his season high with 30 points, something he's done three times now. 30 points and 5 assists for Darren Collison, a couple of steals. He was terrific. The Pacers on the offensive end, that really was not the issue in Chicago last night. They shot it at a decent 46%. They hit 7 threes, 14 of 20 from the foul line. Collison with 30. Stevenson added 18. He's playing in place of Victor Oladipo in the starting lineup. 13 points for Miles Turner off the bench. Domantas Sabonis had 14, 12 of those coming in the second half, and Corey Joseph had 10. You had five guys in double figures. Typically, that is the recipe for the Pacers to come up with a win. But the issue is on the other side, where Lauri Markkanen, the rookie, Nikola Mirotic, the third-year pro, who is coming back mid-season after having that incident with Bobby Portis in the preseason. Those two combined for 60. Markkanen with a career high in year one, a season high 32 points. Nikola Mirotic with 28 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Also, those two combined to make 13 three-point shots. So the Pacers had 7 makes from the three-point line. The Bulls had 18, and 13 of those came from two players, a lot of them on contested shots, a lot of them on tough looks, but Mirotic and Markkanen were both extremely effective for Chicago last night. So it's 3 in a row drop for the Pacers, 2 of those without Victor Oladipo, and unfortunately for Indiana, he's currently listed as doubtful for tomorrow night's game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Timberwolves will be shorthanded as well. No Jeff Teague for them. He had an injury a couple of games ago and is out indefinitely. So a couple of key players each way not playing, but Minnesota, a team that is on the rise, certainly with Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins, and that has been sped up by the arrival of Jimmy Butler in the offseason. They made that trade with Chicago. The Timberwolves are 22-14. They are coming off a loss, but they're fourth in the Western Conference, 6 games behind Golden State. They're 2 games ahead of Oklahoma City, who is in fifth. So it's the Minnesota Timberwolves visiting Bankers Live Fieldhouse. The Pacers beat them in Minnesota earlier this year, but they've been a pretty good road team. They're 10-8 this year away from Bankers Live Fieldhouse, or away from their home floor. They'll be at Bankers Live Fieldhouse tomorrow night. You can be there by visiting pacers.com/tickets. By the way, this is a 5 o'clock tip. So if you have New Year's Eve plans, this game is, I think, perfectly timed. The game will get over 7:30 or so. You'll have your entire evening with you. So there are some tickets still available. Pacers.com/tickets for that game on Sunday. The Pacers then have a couple of off days. Monday, Tuesday are off before Wednesday in Milwaukee. And then another stretch of home games. Indiana has 4 in a row at home after that, from the 6th through the 12th of January, Chicago, Milwaukee, Miami, and Cleveland, all in that. And again, pacers.com/tickets is where you need to go, or the Bankers Life box office, to purchase tickets for any of those upcoming games. If you miss any of today's show, we podcast these over on pacers.com/sound, the Pacers SoundCloud account. And if you've subscribed to us on any of the podcast aggregating sites, you can find this show along with other content coming from our Pacers Sound account, the official Pacers podcast app of the Indiana Pacers. We've got a great show coming up for you. As always, we will hear from Mark Boyle, Eddie White, Mark Monteith, Jeremiah Johnson. Pacers head coach Nathan McMillan joins the show, possibly a couple other surprises as well. We want to send our congratulations to the Denari family. Chris Denari, his son Will, gets married today. So Chris will be back on the call on Sunday. And a congratulations to Chris, Will, and the entire Denari family. When we return, as always, we will begin things with Pacers radio play-by-play voice Mark Boyle. He has a discussion with head coach Nate McMillan. That's coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
There have been some ups and downs lately, Nate. What are your biggest concerns with the team at the moment?
Well, I think just mentally, we got to get stronger. You know, teams are playing better basketball, and we have to continue to grow and get stronger as this season continues. I think January, teams are playing at a different level. You know, they start off with a lot of changes at the beginning of the season, and teams start to find their rhythm, start to play with better chemistry, better execution going into January, and we have to do the same thing.
Are you confident that your guys can do that?
Well, that's what we have to see with our guys. This is a new group. We did some good things in November and December, but those things are not going to be good enough when you get into January. It's like there are a couple different levels you have to play at during this course of a season. January is a level that you have to show growth and improvement, and then going into the playoffs, you have to go to another level. So this is, you know, something that we have to see from our guys. It's certainly something that we're challenging them to do. And in order for us to continue to win games, we're going to have to see that growth.
Lately, there have been issues with getting off to poor starts. How do you address that?
Well, that's part of it. You know, that's part of it. Teams are playing better basketball. We've had some success early in this season. Teams, I think, are coming in ready to play us, and we've gotten a little respect. And, you know, teams are showing up right from the start, and we're digging holes for ourselves. You know, these teams are starting off red hot offensively. So, again, mentally we have to adapt to that, understand that the sense of urgency must start at the toss of the ball.
Lately you've been playing without Victor Oladipo, and hopefully he'll be back sooner rather than later. But when a player of that magnitude is out, how does it change the way you want to play, if at all?
Well, it's always a challenge, and you know sometimes people, you know, you're saying next man up, you know, but really the team has to step up and you know, do the things that you train and condition yourselves to do. You know, defensively, we have to defend hard, get stops, rebound. Really nothing changes as far as what we are expecting from our players. You got to play together. You know, the ball movement, you know, all of those things that when Victor is in the lineup, we have to do even better with him out of the lineup.
Next opportunity is Minnesota at home on Sunday. And traditionally over the years, the Pacers have really been one of the better home court teams in the NBA, but lately it's been a bit of a struggle. Is there any particular reason for that?
Well, again, we play some really good teams. They play, come in and play good basketball against us. And, you know, we've dropped some games against, you know, some of these good teams. Dallas record doesn't indicate, you know, the talent that they have on that floor. But, you know, you're talking about Boston, OKC, Detroit. You know, those are some tough matchups. And, you know, always, you know, what you're looking to do is defend home court. So we know we have to try and do a better job of doing that.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us, as he does on a regular basis, on Saturday morning. Next up for the Pacers, the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's an earlier start. It's a 5 o'clock start on New Year's Eve, so take note of that if you plan to join us. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's turn things back over to Pat Boylan.
Mark and Nate, thank you again. Yes, a 5 o'clock start, as Mark mentioned. So it's an earlier start if you choose to be there at the Fieldhouse. And if not, we will begin with radio coverage at 4:30. Jeremiah Johnson, who we will hear from in a little bit, will begin with television coverage also at 4:30. That's Sunday against the Timberwolves. More Pacers Weekly is coming up in just a moment. We will hear from Eddie White. That's coming up next.
Jason's Deli offers a variety of healthy options, starting with a salad bar that has over 30 items and many organics. We believe in wholesome ingredients, awesome taste, and no surprises. Thanks to our decades of experience in fresh food preparation and delivery, Jason's Deli is able to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for all your catering needs throughout the Indianapolis area. Come visit Jason's Deli today at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, 82nd Street and 116th and Allisonville Road. Check us out online at jasonsdeli.com.
Jack's Donuts is sweetening up a Pacers win. The day after a Pacers victory, visit your local Jack's and mention the Pacers win to receive a free 12-ounce coffee or regular price donut. With more variety, more donuts, and more choices, Jack's is the place to celebrate a Pacers win. Visit www.jacksdonuts.com to find the Jack's Donuts location nearest you.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film, our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer, and I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
This is Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Normally, we make you wait a little bit to find out who Eddie White has tracked down around the house. However, a pretty big announcement coming from Pacers Sports and Entertainment within this last week. And so we have moved Eddie White straight to the front, Eddie.
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. I love when I go around a house and I run into somebody that I just love the guy. Absolutely love the guy. His name is Mike Clips, and he is affiliated with the old Grand Park Fieldhouse, which you may have heard the last week or so, has a new name to it. Michael, first of all, welcome to the show, and tell me about the new name on your building.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eddie. It's great to be here. Yeah, we're excited. It's now the Pacers Athletic Center. It's off to a tremendous start, and we're really, really enjoying having the Pacers part of our youth basketball facility.
That thing up in Grand Park, the whole thing. I mean, we can go, you know, whether it's basketball, lacrosse, baseball. The whole thing is unbelievable. It's one of the best in the country, if not the best in the country. And your field house, you've had some of the greatest college coaches come in there looking at kids. You've had little guys knee-high to a grasshopper in there playing. You know, the Pacers talk about growing basketball. Holy smokes, you've been growing basketball up in Westfield since you opened the doors.
That's what we try to do. We have tens of thousands of kids in there every single day. And as you mentioned, the last 2 years, Nike's come in and brought the top 50 AAU teams in the country there, and every Division I coach in the country has been to our field house twice. So we're very excited. Our bread and butter is the little kids, but we love seeing the pro prospects as well.
Now, you guys have been very successful with getting people in there, and the whole thing has been unbelievable. But now you have this brand, this identity that you're adding, the Indiana Pacers. Of course, it's also the Mad Ants. It's also the Fever. That has to add something to the mix.
Absolutely. The credibility that comes along with being associated with the Pacers is just phenomenal. It was already a great business. With the addition of the Pacers, it's just taken it to a whole nother level.
You know, we talk about we grow basketball in Indiana, and you have been a guy. You've coached many, many youth leagues. You've played basketball. You come to a lot of Pacers games. We know you're a Boilermaker at heart. And what does it feel like for you that you see basketball at all these different levels? Because you care about this sport. And just a couple weeks ago, you're at the Fieldhouse, watch your beloved Boilermakers. The blinds are open. The sun's coming in. I mean, it says Indiana, and your Boilers did win that day. Tell me, if I reach into your soul for a second, tell me about basketball and what it means to you.
Yeah, basketball has been my passion my entire life. As I started going to Pacer games back in the Coliseum days in the late 60s, and I've been going to Market Square Arena and now Bankers Life. So I've been going to Pacer games my entire life. And as you said, I've coached hundreds of teams. I've played a lot, played till I was too old to play anymore, and I just have always, always loved the game. I think it's great for kids. It helps them grow up to be better people than if they didn't have the sport in their life.
It's such a great team sport. I have to ask you, especially somebody like you, you've been to games way back in the Coliseum, what is your first, maybe earliest memory of Pacers basketball?
Dr. Dunk slamming the ball. I remember sitting in the second row and Darnell Hillman coming down with his big fro and just throwing down unlike I've ever seen. And I'm not sure I've ever seen like it since then. He used to be able to jump up and literally kick the net when he wanted to. He was just an unbelievable player to watch.
And now you see him serving the Pacers, serving the community. At most every community event we have, Dr. Dunk is out there. It kind of almost comes full circle because, like you and everything you've been involved with, the Pacers are like this. We want to win championships. No malarkey. We do want to do that. But we also want to serve our community, and Dr. Dunk's doing that now. You guys do that, and everything that you're involved in kind of comes full circle, doesn't it?
In fact, he's coached camps at our facility in the past. And so, charitable camps where we'll have a couple 100 kids in, and he's been absolutely fabulous with the kids.
Well, Mike, it's always good to catch up with you. Good luck with the Fieldhouse, and I'm sure people are going to be flocking in there for years and years and years to come.
Absolutely. We're really excited, and I encourage everyone to come out and visit us. I promise you, you'll be very, very impressed.
How about that, Patrick? I'm going to sign you up for a camp, Patrick. You need some help with your free throw shooting. Back to you, partner.
All right. Eddie, thank you very much, and you'll hear Eddie as part of his regular World's Greatest Postgame Show after the game on Sunday against the Timberwolves. When we return, Mark Boyle rejoins us. He is with Pistons play-by-play voice Mark Champion. They had a chance to chat when the Pacers were in Detroit this past week, and we'll hear their conversation coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at PacersFoundation.org or visit CNOINC, that's CNOinc.com, and let's go Pacers.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu price items at participating locations for a limited time.
Not valid with any other coupons or discount.
Limited delivery area.
Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer.
Taxes extra.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers Team Store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
Let's go.
We're back on Pacers Weekly. I'm Pat Boylan. If you have a question for us or would like to call in, I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We will answer your questions Coming up a little bit later in the show, 317-239-1070 is the number to call in. We've heard from Mark Boyle once. We're going to hear from him again. He is with Pistons radio play-by-play voice, Mark Champion. Marks?
Thank you, Pat. We keep a particular eye on the Pistons because with each passing week, it becomes more and more likely that that's one of the teams the Pacers will be battling for position with come the end of the season and possible postseason planning. Now, when we saw you last, your team was going so-so. In fact, very poorly. You were 10-3 at one point. You lost 7 in a row. And now it looks like the ship has been steered in the correct direction again. Which is the true Pistons?
Well, that's a great question. I think it's somewhere in between there. I don't think it's the team that lost 7 straight. I think it's a team that will battle every night. I mean, if you look at the teams in the Eastern Conference, you know, the Pacers are that way. There are a lot of teams that are battling and can win or lose on a particular night. And I think that's what makes this year kind of exciting because you just don't know what's going to happen. Even Boston's starting to slide a little bit.
The Pistons are on course to improve. That's obvious. What is the short-term goal this season? Is it simply to make the playoffs?
Well, yeah, I think our ownership wants this team to be a playoff team. 2 years ago, we were, slipped last year, and part of that was injury-related. But I think the goal is definitely to get into the playoffs, but also to win a playoff series.
The long-term goal, then, I'd be interested in hearing about because your better players are still relatively young. Drummond is 24. Reggie Jackson is still several years from 30. Tobias Harris is relatively young. Are these the kind of guys they plan to build around?
Well, I think so. I think they've committed to Andre Drummond with a big contract. Same for Reggie Jackson. I would be very surprised if they don't try to re-sign Avery Bradley. I think he's been a great addition to the team. So, I think they're beginning to build. But as you know, when you look over there in that Western Conference, to the Golden States and Houston's, you're going, okay, well, how can we get to that level? And I think that's what the Pistons are trying to figure out. What is it going to take to get to that level? Can they do it with the team that we had, say, in 04, which didn't have any real superstars? So it'll be interesting to see how they do it going forward.
That was a real anomaly, though, that Pistons team, and we haven't really seen anything like it since. Didn't see much like it before. Was that lightning in a bottle? Can that ever be replicated?
You know, it's hard to imagine that it could. When you still have Cleveland and you still have LeBron James, Boston's building, and although, I mean, you look at Boston, do they have a legitimate superstar? You know, you could argue the point, I suppose, but certainly in the Western Conference you do have superstars. So I think it would be very difficult to replicate that.
Focusing back on this season, Mark, as the Pistons battle the likes of the Pacers and the Sixers and the Knicks and several others for positioning, what are they lacking?
Consistency. I think it's a case where some nights they come out with a lot of energy and effort, and then other nights you see the body language is not right, and it happens within games. I mean, the game down at Bankers Life where the Pistons got up 22 points on the Pacers and couldn't hold on, and they had to battle a hold on the last time we were there. So I think the biggest factor is just consistency with this team.
That's an interesting observation, because if that's true for the reasons you mentioned, the guys who are the core guys have been around long enough so that shouldn't be an issue. Is that a concern?
Well, yeah, I think it is. I think Stan, kind of scratches his head at times with this team. But again, as you mentioned, they're still very young, so that's something you got to think about, too. I mean, Drummond is still young. Tobias Harris, who's been in the league a while, but he's still only 25 years old. So you're hoping that these guys mature. You would hope that a leader would develop. I think that's why Avery Bradley has been important to this team, Anthony Tolliver, those guys with some leadership.
Mark Champion, our guest, he is the longtime radio play-by-play voice of the Detroit Pistons, and as many of you know from previous visits, a Ball State alum, as is the host of this program, Pat Boylan, who, I don't know if you know this or not, Mark, but he idolizes you and considers you a mentor. So before we leave, could you offer him some career advice?
Well, number one, don't have me as your... no, that's very nice to hear from him. And I think he's a terrific young broadcaster, and he's going about it the right way. First of all, he's learning from a Hall of Famer in you.
and I think that'll pay off down the road for him. But the fact that he did matriculate from Ball State University, I mean, he's got a lot going for him.
And don't think for 1 minute that I'm not looking over my shoulder, because he's gaining ground on me and looking to make his move. That's Mark Champion, and he's helping us to understand one of the Pacers' major rivals for playoff positioning, the Detroit Pistons. The Pacers, by the way, have closed out their season series with the Pistons. That's the first Eastern Conference team that they're done with this season. Let's go back to our Indianapolis studio and Mr. Boylan.
All right, Mark and Mark, thank you very much. All right, coming up next, it's time for another Mark. We are jam-packed with Marks in this program. We know you can't get enough Marks on Pacers Weekly. Mark Monteith joins us for an extended segment coming up next.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct, we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Steak and Shake now has 24 meals for under $4. So after the game, you can feast on an original double and cheese steak burger meal, a triple steak burger meal, a chicken fingers meal, a chili cheese footlong meal, or any of the other 20 meals served with our famous thin and crispy fries, each under $4. Of course, you could also go to Steak and Shake before the game or during the game. There doesn't even have to be a game. You could go anytime. You could literally go right now. You're gone, aren't you? Hello? Get 24 meals for under $4, only at Steak and Shake.
Jack's Donuts, a family business and locally owned, is a proud partner of your Indiana Pacers. With 13 Central Indiana locations and 60 varieties of donuts, Jack's Donuts is a fan favorite. More variety, more donuts, more choices. Come see us. Jack's Donuts, since 1961, with 13 Central Indiana locations and over 60 varieties of donuts baked fresh every day. Learn more at jacksdonuts.com.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Monday, January 15th at 2 p.m. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks, see the ball handling, experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at the Fieldhouse for a special MLK Day performance at 2. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
Well, we just heard from Mark Boyle, Mark Champion. Now it's time for Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. He is live and with us here on Pacers Weekly. By the way, if you'd like to tweet in your questions at Pat Boylan Pacers, we will forward those on throughout the show. Mark, we're going to have you for two segments here, so appreciate the longer join. We will start by looking back, and next segment we'll do a little bit of looking forward. 36 games in now, the Pacers 2 games over 500. I think that's over where a lot of people had them at this point in the season. They have lost 3 in a row. Does that 3-game losing streak cause for concern, or is it a byproduct of not having Victor Oladipo, a natural ebb and flow of an NBA season?
Well, I'll give you the cliche answer and say both, I think. You know, it's certainly Oladipo's absence is a major factor. Any team losing its leading scorer, its best player, its all-star candidate is going to suffer for it. Oladipo averages nearly 25 points a game, perhaps and probably their best defender. So that's a huge loss, particularly at crunch time. But there are other factors going on here. I mean, Nate McMillan talked after the game last night in Chicago that he felt like the team has lost its sense of urgency. I heard Miles Turner kind of support that argument. You know, I think this team began the season with a chip on its shoulder because expectations were so low. You know, the predictions nationally were for like 30 wins, 32 wins. I heard predictions below 30 wins. I was at 40 to 42, and I don't think I heard anyone predict more than that. And so I think they came into the season really feeling like they had something to prove and with a lot of energy. And then they got off to a good start and were getting some attention nationally for that good start and perhaps relaxed a little bit or, you know, human nature set in and they got a little satisfied. And now they're dealing with that. So, you know, every team over the course of a season is going to deal with stretches like this. We just heard Mark Champion in Detroit talk about the Pistons. You know, they had a 7-game losing streak, and they're certainly a playoff candidate Pat, I look back at the 99-2000 season when the Pacers reached the NBA Finals, their best NBA season ever. And they had, you know, certainly bad stretches in that season. They lost a game by 31 points at Phoenix that year. Turned around the next night and lost by 15 in L.A. They lost a game by 21 at Dallas. They lost a 21-point game at home to Milwaukee. So we know going into every season these things happen. There are rough stretches, particularly for young teams. And this is a team that's in its really its first year of development. So in the big picture, I guess nothing should be too surprising.
Yeah, that's interesting perspective. From a Victor Oladipo standpoint, he's missed the last two. He's missed three on the season. The Pacers haven't won any of those games without him. They clearly miss him. He's the leading scorer and far and away the leading scorer. You look at a game, though, like last night, the Pacers had 107 points, seemingly enough offense or close to it. They got 30 from Darren Collison, so they did have a big number in there. The 119 seemed to be more of the problem. Indiana clearly misses Victor Oladipo. How much do you think now that we've seen him gone for three games in two straight?
Yeah, a lot. And, you know, you just pointed out the offense, they're still capable of scoring. This team has a lot of scores, but they certainly miss him in their tempo. You know, they want to play at a fast tempo. They want to get stops and get out and run and get easy shots in transition. And he's Mr. Tempo. I mean, this is a guy who's, as I've said before, probably the fastest player I've ever seen in a Pacer uniform. He gets the ball up quickly and attacks the basket. And he kind of that kind of filters down to the rest of the team. So they miss that. They do miss him defensively. And as we saw on Wednesday night, they certainly miss him at crunch time. You know, they were kind of lost without him in that game because, you know, they've gone to just giving him the ball and letting him make something happen. And he's done a great job of that. So no question they miss him a great deal. You know, I think, though, that defense is still the major issue for this team. They don't really keep people out of the lane that well. The perimeter defense is sometimes lacking, and that's certainly a factor.
And if you look for a player, I think that Indiana looks different when he's playing well versus when he is struggling. Obviously, Victor Oladipo is the biggest key, but the player I'm talking about, Bojan Bogdanović, Mark, he was 2-for-10 last night, 0-of-3 from the three-point line. He's now in the upper mid-20s from the three-point line in December. He had a fantastic November where he shot at around 50%, so he's been a little bit streaky. But with Bogdanović struggling here as of late, do you notice a different Pacers offense?
Yeah, no question. You know, they need all the three-pointers they can get. You know, this team is kind of unusual in that it now leads the NBA in three-point percentage, 38.5%, yet it ranks 23rd in three-point attempts. That's something you'd like to see resolved a little bit. If you're the best three-point shooting team in the league, you'd like to get up a lot of three-pointers. Bogdanović is obviously not statistically their best three-point shooter, but one of their primary three-point threats. He's out there basically to stretch the defense. Be a guy who can knock down a few three-pointers in a short amount of time, open things up for other players. And he was really good in November and, for whatever reason, has really dropped off in December. You know, Thad Young has not played as well as usual either lately, but you're right. Bogdanović, I think, needs to be a legitimate three-point threat that stretches defense and opens things up in the lane. So I don't know. There's no explanation for that, really. It happens for players. You know, hot streaks, cold streaks come and go. But certainly he's an important part of that offense. If he's not hitting three-pointers, he really doesn't have a lot of reason to be out there. You know, he's been a better defender than we all expected, and at times has defended really well, but I don't think it would be accurate to say that he's a great defender. So he's got to give you something, and the primary thing he's out there to give you is three-point shooting.
Mark Monteith is with us. We'll close part one here talking about a player that maybe we thought we would never bring up on this show, at least this season, but I think he certainly deserved it, Alex Poitras, who got elevated from that two-way contract onto the full 15-man roster. That happened a couple of days ago. Now, clearly, he's still going to be on the bottom half of that rotation. He played 4 minutes last night, if he even is in that rotation. But is he somebody now that he is up with the big club, if you will, for the rest of the season? Is he somebody that maybe has a chance to fill a void that otherwise couldn't be filled?
I think he does. I think not so much as a scorer, but as an athletic guy who can defend and rebound. it's funny, you look back, you know, he finished last season with Philadelphia and had a game against the Pacers where he hit 5 out of 7 3-pointers. I think that was the second to the last game of the season. That was an anomaly, obviously, but he seems to be a guy who's capable. This is a guy who was a 5-star recruit out of high school, went to Kentucky, and then had some real major injury issues. So you think that he might be a guy who, given time, can develop into a really good player. He certainly was at one time. It's a lot different being an NBA player than it is a high school player, but he certainly got athleticism. If he could become a scorer as well, he could be a really good player. So I think I'll be curious to see how he develops this year. He certainly has not proven he can't be an NBA player. So he's got an opportunity now, dribs and drabs, to get some minutes here, and we'll see. But I think he's somebody who does show definite promise.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith joining us here on Pacers Weekly. We will take a quick break. Mark will be with us as we start to look forward on the Pacers' handful of games they have coming up and maybe the season at a larger glance. That's coming up with Mark Monteith in just a moment on Pacers Weekly.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
At St. Vincent, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens. And that's just what Ascension Doctors at St. Vincent do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture. And with doctors who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized, and convenient care that is right for you at GetSt.VincentCare.com.
We continue with Mark Monteith joining us live here on Pacers Weekly. We start to look forward, Mark. The Pacers, when they've had Victor Oladipo this season, they're 19-14, which, as we discussed at the very beginning of this interview, regardless, 19-14, 19-17, I think, is ahead of just about where everybody predicted. But assuming and hoping the Pacers can get Oladipo healthier sooner rather than later, which he is doubtful on Sunday, does that give you promise here going forward that when they've had him, they have been a better-than-average team through, I think, a number of games now, 33 that he has played, where we're definitely past that small sample size land?
Yeah, I think so. You know, despite the three-game losing streak, I think this team has established itself as one with good chemistry. Off the court, they get along well. There's no issues. I think everybody's reasonably satisfied with their role. Even though Nate McMillan talked last night about sense of urgency, I think it's still going to bring consistent energy to games, and particularly now that they're being challenged. And we know what they are capable of with Oladipo. You know, they've kind of feasted this year on the lesser teams, but nothing wrong with that. And they certainly have beaten some good teams. So, you know, they'll have winning streaks again. And I think there's certainly a promising team. You know, as we talk right now, they are seventh in the Eastern Conference, half a game above eighth. It's going to be a tight race. There's 5-6 teams that are going to go down to the wire for those final playoff spots in the East, but the Pacers are certainly in that mix. And while they haven't really taken advantage of their December schedule, You know, we thought this was the month that they could really do some damage and get above 500 fairly comfortably. They're just 7-7 this month going into Sunday's game against Minnesota. They still, in the bigger picture, are poised pretty well for a playoff spot, and I see no reason why they won't improve throughout the course of the season, given how new they are to one another and how young most of them are. I see no reason why they won't, in the bigger picture, get better, and they're still, I think, deserving of optimism for a playoff spot.
Yeah, let's talk potential areas of improvement. You brought up a couple of those in the segment one portion of this. Defense at times has been an area the Pacers can get better at. Rebounding, they had a rebound at Chicago last night, but at times the glass has been an issue. You'd like to see, I think most people would like to see them get up a few more three-point shots. Do any of those things stand out as one area that you'd like to see them improve on more than another going forward?
Well, I do think the three-point shooting is crucial. You know, you can't trade 2-for-3 for very long and win, and that's what they've been doing in a lot of respects. You know, Nate McMillan likes to play a free-flowing offense. He doesn't want to, like, have set plays to get guys three-pointers. He wants to, as he would say, play basketball and move the ball, get good shots, and whether that's a three-pointer or a layup or whatever, that's fine. And that's the way, you know, teams often play. That's what Boston did. You know, when Larry Bird was there, Dallas won an NBA championship playing flow basketball. So that's pretty much what Nate McMillan wants to do. So I understand that. But, you know, I do think they need to be a little more focused on getting three-point shots. If you have as many good three-point shooters as they do, you'd like to take advantage of that. So the fact they don't get to the foul line a lot, you know, makes it even more important to get something from the field, and preferably three than two. And, you know, defense is always going to be a concern for every team in the league. I mean, I'm sure every coach wants his team to be playing better defense, but they've got to find a way to improve their perimeter defense. I think that's an area that Glenn Robinson can help when he returns. We don't know when that'll be, but it will happen at some point. I would think sometime in January he'll be back. So you could look forward to that, but it all goes hand in hand. You know, you want to play at a faster tempo, but in order to get those shots in transition, you got to get stops. You can't take the ball out of the net. If you force a missed shot, you got to get the rebound. I think there's going to be certainly a burden on Miles Turner to rebound his position as well as he can, and not give up too many offensive rebounds. It's a challenge for him at age 21 to battle a lot of those veteran centers around the league, the Drummonds, for example. So, you know, he's got a big role to play. But, you know, the fundamentals, man, you know, you got to defend, you got to rebound, you got to move the ball on offense, and hopefully get as many three-point shots as you can.
You led me nicely here into my next question, which is about Miles Turner, who at times this season has looked like somebody worthy of playing in an All-Star game, at times has struggled. Now, he's 21, as you brought up, and I think maybe a lot of that just has to do with the fact that he's really young, and people forget that because this is year three and he was so young when he's here. But if he wanted to, he could still be a guy that's playing college basketball. So I think all of that very important when you take into account Miles Turner. That said, to get more consistency out of him going forward, are there areas that you could either see him or maybe the team improve on trying to get a more consistent Miles Turner?
Yeah, you know, he's starting to drive the ball to the basket better, which is great because he's quick. You know, he's quick-footed for a guy his size, and I think he can beat most of the people who defend him off the dribble and either draw a foul or get a layup. So that's good to see. He, you know, we'd all like to see him be more effective around the basket with his back to the basket as a low-post player. He really wants to be a guy at this point who hits perimeter shots and block shots at the other end. I think for him to become truly an all-star caliber player, he'll need to develop a better low-post game. You want to, there's just so many times when he's matched up against a shorter guy. Teams are starting to defend him with fours instead of fives because they know he's not likely to try to score around the basket as opposed to a player. So, you know, that's taking away a potential advantage for the Pacers. So, you know, that'll have to come, and maybe it has to come in the offseason, but it would be great if he could be more effective around the basket. But I think his greatest responsibility is probably at the defensive end. You know, as we have already talked, they do get beat on the perimeter at times, and he's got to clean things up down there. He is the NBA's best shot blocker right now. So, you know, that's fantastic for the Pacers, and it kind of saves them on occasion. So if he can continue to do that and at the same time be a scoring threat, that would certainly be good. I think his primary responsibility, though, lies on defense, because this team has scores, and when Oladipo comes back, it doesn't necessarily need a whole lot of offense from Miles Turner. So if he can defend, rebound, block shots on the defensive end, he's doing his job.
Quick look here at the Timberwolves. That's who the Pacers have tomorrow night, a 5 o'clock tip. So a reminder, everything is pushed forward a couple of hours. They don't have Jeff Teague, who had been having, I think, a typical what you would have expected out of a Jeff Teague season, 13 points for Teague to go with 7 assists. He hurt his knee out 2 to 4 weeks. The big names there, of course, are Butler Towns and Andrew Wiggins. When you look at that matchup, at least from the periphery, what do you see?
It's tough. You know, you're talking guys who were the first pick in the draft. You know, Karl Anthony Towns and Wiggins were the first player taken in the draft, and, you know, they haven't been disappointments, I don't think. You know, Karl Anthony Towns is just a monster. You're talking about a 7-foot guy who's a three-point threat. He could do basically everything. I know Miles Turner, having been in the same draft, you know, likes going up against that challenge. And, you know, if you could neutralize Karl Anthony Towns, that would be a huge thing for the Pacers. So they're a dangerous team. They're an up-and-coming team. It's good for the Pacers that Teague is out, because the Pacers have a couple guys out. So, you know, let's neutralize things a little bit. But Minnesota has the fourth best record in the West right now, 22-14. They're 7-3 over the last 10. So they're coming on as everyone expected they would. A well-coached team as well. So it's a big challenge for the Pacers. And as I mentioned earlier, they're 7-7 this month. This game gives them an opportunity to get out of December with a winning record, and look forward to the new year. So I expect a good game on Sunday. The Pacers obviously will be motivated by that 3-game losing streak, but they're going up against a difficult opponent. So we'll see how it turns out.
Mark, what do the fans have to look forward to coming up on Pacers.com, and any new developments in the book?
Well, Pacers.com, obviously, will be a practice today, and then we'll be providing full game coverage tomorrow against Minnesota. Nothing stops when the team leaves town. There's still coverage. I will be doing a story soon on Johnny Wooden. You know, the next Hickory Night is to honor Johnny Wooden, and a lot of people don't realize he was an outstanding professional player. He is, in some ways, kind of the grandfather of professional basketball in Indianapolis. The first pro team that really lasted was the Indianapolis Cowskies in 1932, and that team was built around Johnny Wooden, who drove up from Kentucky for about $50 a game and played for that team. So I'll be doing a story on that. As far as Reborn, it's in all the outlets. We had great pre-Christmas sales. I hope that continues. I'm getting a lot of great feedback on the book. The book is now available at the team store in Bankers Life Fieldhouse. So people could look for it there if you're down for a game or any other time. I will on occasion be in the store, say from 6 to 6:45, right before I talk to you pregame, to sign copies of the book if people are interested. But it's in all the Barnes & Nobles, and it's on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com as well. So not difficult to find. So I appreciate all the interest people have shown in that book so far.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith with us. You will hear Mark at around 4:50 as part of our Kroger pregame coverage right here tomorrow night against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Mark, thanks for your time here this morning.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
That's Mark Monteith. We'll close things out, as always, with Pacers TV host and sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson joining us live on Pacers Weekly next.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
I love helping people get what they need. So when you order with ClickList from Kroger, I make sure you get everything you ask for, picked fresh and just the way you like it. Whole organic milk? Done. 2 ripe bananas, 1 green, and today's fresh bread? Got it. With ClickList, I'm your personal shopper, so you can trust me to pick out the best produce, meats, and groceries, fresh, bagged, and ready when you arrive.
Order online, pick up curbside at store. Now featuring same-day pickup. Visit Kroger.com/ClickList.
Get the best seats at the best pricing for the greatest spectacle in racing. Tickets for the 2018 Indianapolis 500 presented by Pengrade Motor Oil and all of May's epic events at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway are on sale now. Be there for IndyCars crossing the bricks at over 230 miles per hour. The base dropping over the snake pit presented by Coors Light. And save a vacation day to rock out on Miller Lite Carb Day. Get your tickets now and save at Indy500.com. Is it May yet?
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear, plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers Team Store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
Jeremiah Johnson, Pacers TV host and sideline reporter, joining us live now, as he always does around this time as we close out Pacers Weekly. Hey, by the way, welcome and thank you, because we have had essentially Mark Weekly on this show for like the last 30 minutes. Mark Champion, Mark Boyle, and then Mark Monteith joined us for a couple of segments. So you break things up here. We get a Jeremiah into things and can break up the Mark hour that we've had.
Well, that's good, and I'm just glad that you're still willing to talk to me, and I'm wondering if we're still able to do the Sideline Guys podcast now that you've temporarily moved on from being a sideline guy.
Well, temporarily and now full-time back to being a sideline guy, by the way.
And
certainly,
right, so you'll join me again this week sometime?
I will, and I wanted to say thank you here on the air, because that was my first time traveling, and I think I threw probably 50 to 60 questions at you throughout just about a day and a half's time. So I certainly appreciate all your help with everything that was yesterday. Bulls were the game yesterday in Chicago. Obviously, a game that didn't go the way Indiana had hoped. They fell down 18 points in that second quarter, never got as close as seven. What were your takeaways from that one, and clearly another game where the Pacers missed Victor Oladipo?
Yeah, that's the one thing I was thinking about this morning. Well, actually, a couple different things was, if Victor Oladipo had played the last two games, and it really doesn't do any good to think about this, but if he had, would they have won those two games? Because you take his 25 points per game out of the lineup, and it's tough to replace, and just what he does and forces teams to do to focus on him, you can't replicate that. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is, you start this little stretch of games after Christmas and you see Tobias Harris just go unconscious. And then last night it was Markkanen was going crazy. And then you had Mirotić with 8 3-pointers. And it's just, the defense needs to improve, but I'm wondering at times if it's just some bad luck at times, because these guys are hitting shots almost with their eyes closed, it seems like. So they need to fix some things. They need to get better defensively, but also they need a little bit of good luck, I think, moving towards 2018.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us, and that good luck involves Victor Oladipo being back in the line of Suther rather than later. Nate McMillan told you yesterday that doubtful is the word on Oladipo for Sunday. I want to talk about, though, Miles Turner, because he had some interesting things to say to you and at shoot-around yesterday about trying to get back to playing with a chip on their shoulder, something they had earlier in the season, if you could expand on that.
If you'll remember, in October, the theme with this team, and even dating back to media day, everyone sat down in our interviews and said, I feel like I have something to prove. I feel like this team has something to prove. And they started the season playing that way. And Miles made the comment to me that he really noticed it when he was sitting out those seven games due to the concussion protocol, that he thought everyone just played with the chip on their shoulder and they played like they had something to prove. And maybe they just let up a little bit. And I said, you think it was just a little minor relaxation just a little bit? And he agreed with me that maybe everyone just relaxed a little bit. You can take success for granted. And I think that with this team, I think everyone would probably admit that there's a fine line between, winning and losing, and they have probably a smaller margin for error than some. And when they played so well, it was easy to almost think, okay, they're just going to win these games. And they also won so many games against teams with poor records. Well, now you have a loss to the Bulls, who, despite their record, they've been playing pretty well, but they still are one of the bottom teams in the East. And you have the Dallas Mavericks, who are one of the bottom teams in the West. So I think it's a little bit of a question mark, and it's time to rally the troops just a little bit. And that's what Miles did after shoot-around yesterday. Now, it did not translate into a win last night, but that mindset, that playing with something to prove and a chip on your shoulder, is something that will benefit this team moving forward. It'll help to get Victor Oladipo back as well.
We got a couple more minutes here. The Timberwolves are in town on Sunday. It's an earlier start, so 4:30 for you. When you look on the pregame show on TV. When you look at the Timberwolves without Jeff Teague, what do you see? And what do the fans have to look forward to tomorrow when they tune into your show?
I don't know that there will be a big drop-off without Jeff Teague. Tyus Jones has played pretty well as a backup, and he'll get extended minutes. Minnesota's an interesting team because they've had a long stretch of not making the playoffs. So you would think they would be thrilled in Minneapolis with the kind of team they have right now and the season that they are having. But they have some frustrating losses. And every time, you know, with some folks that cover the team on Twitter and you just kind of get this vibe that they're not meeting their expectations, even though they're right in that fourth or fifth in the Western Conference spot at last check. So I think they're a good team to be in the middle of the pack in the Western Conference. You have to be good. Jimmy Butler is someone the Pacers did not have to face in that win at the Target Center earlier this season. So he's a different dynamic. I think that if you just said, okay, you'll have either Jimmy Butler or Jeff Teague, Timberwolves fans would probably say, we got to make sure we have Jimmy Butler on the floor. So I think the Pacers will see a better team than they saw in Minneapolis. The question would be, do they remember that game, the Timberwolves? Because that was a blowout, and that was one of the best Pacers wins of the season. So you have to hope that they've forgotten about that a little bit and don't come in angry. They're going to be pretty well rested as well. It'll be a fantastic matchup, I think, on New Year's Eve.
Jeremiah Johnson with us. Fans can catch you at 4:30. What do they have to look forward to?
Eddie Gill will join me in the Fox Loft, and much like we sometimes around the holidays play some games, and we had a Christmas wish list before the Christmas game, and I think Ken Softman is lining up some New Year's resolutions. So everyone has their own personal resolutions. We'll keep this focused to a Pacers perspective and see what needs to change turning towards 2018. I think it's an important game to stay above 500 in December. No matter what, they'll go into 2018 with a winning record, but that 20th win has been elusive, and I think it would be a good way to go into the new year if they can get a win, Pat.
All right, he's Jeremiah Johnson. Thanks for your time here this morning, JJ, and good luck on the show tomorrow.
Pat, you interrupted my snow shoveling. Would you like to come help?
No. In fact, I'll let you get back to that. I don't want you to get in trouble.
Okay.
He's Jeremiah Johnson joining us on Pacers Weekly. Pacers and Timberwolves tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Pacers.com/tickets. How you can be there or for their home stretch coming up in early January. That'll wrap it up for this week's Pacers Weekly. We will talk to you at 10 a.m. next Saturday morning. For David Deering, I'm Pat Boylan. This is Pacers Weekly.